John O'Dowd is the Sinn Féin MLA and he's a representative in the area. He's also a minister. John, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
John, the very last text there coming in, I would like to know if Sinn Féin have been on to condemn it. Well, you've certainly been condemning it and you now have another opportunity.
Well, yes, and the word condemnation is right in these circumstances, but the politics of condemnation will not eradicate our society of people who want to be involved in continued conflict.
What's the difference, John, between condemnation and the politics of condemnation?
Well, the politics of condemnation, in my view, is simply that we come on our airwaves, we condemn this and we move on as if circumstances haven't happened or the killing of this man hasn't happened or whatever, and we just move on in the mode we're in. We have to be determined around these things. I mean, the way to stop these people, and the reason why they have not been able to launch a full campaign is because, one, society has rejected them, and society has rejected them in favour of making politics work. And while politics at times is slow, it is frustrating, it can be seen as argumentative, it is making a significant change in our society. And over this last 15 to 20 years, has changed the political landscape beyond recognition. And that we have to do, what frustrates me with these people who are involved in continued conflict, they ignore the political progress of the last 15 years. It's as if the Good Friday Agreement never happened. It's as if the changes to policing and justice never happened. It's as if the democratization of our society never happened. It's as if the conflict in Ireland was never internationalized, that we don't have the United States involved, that we don't have the war looking in on us and ensuring that our peace process is stable, ensuring that we have equality in our society. They just completely ignore it. Their tactic is that Republicans, in some way, to define yourself as a Republican, you have to be involved in armed conflict, which is ridiculous.
In some way, are you trying to distance Republicans from this atrocity this morning?
Well, why would I not?
Because the people most likely who carried it out are Republicans.
Well, they may define themselves Republicans. They may well see themselves as Republicans. I'm an Irish Republican. I represent an Irish Republican Party, which has which is in joint First Minister's office on this island, something which was perceived as unthinkable 10, 15 years ago. I'm a member of a political party which has a strategy towards United Ireland, and I am a Republican. Those other people may defend themselves as a Republican, but I can assure you of this, they will not stop me or my party or the people who support us as defending ourselves as Republicans.
But would you say that Republican ambitions and Republican ideals have been sullied by this morning?
Yes. I think that there is a number of strategies at play among so-called dissident organisations. There is fragmentation among those organisations. And I think Barney Rowan summed it up quite well in a documentary the other night where he referred to those who are called Republicans, those who are out there who believe that they're fighting for United Ireland, and there's other elements who are involved in criminal activity among them. And they are all intermingled between the different groups out there. And once you have that intermingling, Republicanism is sullied right away. Republicanism is not a pastime for warmongers. And when an alternative to conflict exists, there is a duty on a Republican to explore that to its end game. And that has been explored by the vast, vast majority of Republicans, and it has produced significant political change in this society. And it sets out a pathway which can and maybe will achieve Irish reunification going into the future. And as I said earlier, those who are involved in conflict at the minute, in my view, define Republicanism as armed struggle. That is not Republicanism. Republicanism was involved in that many years ago because circumstances were completely different than they are now. And you cannot ignore the political progress of this last 15 years and what has happened on the island of Ireland. We are in a completely different place than we were 15 years ago. We're in a completely different place than we were 20 years ago. And there's absolutely no justification for continued armed conflict in this society.
How worried are you that the police investigation, for two reasons? Number one, because the incident happened very close to Lurgan, and number two, because there's dissident support in Lurgan, will be focusing on Lurgan. That's your hometown. How worried are you that the investigation will focus on Lurgan because there's good reason to focus on Lurgan?
Well, the police should focus where their investigations take them. Whether that be geographical or individual, whoever it may be, the police should focus on that. And the police should be allowed to carry out their investigation without interference from politicians such as I or the media. Because see, once politicians and the media become involved in police investigations, you end up with the wrong outcomes in those investigations.
But what sort of support is there in Lurgan for the people who loaded that gun or who sent that gunman or gunmen out today?
Well, firstly, we don't know if this attack was launched from Lurgan. We don't know where those attackers ended up in Lurgan or not. And the reason I say that is not simply to defend my home patch. It's to allow the police to carry out their investigations free from any set agenda or anything else. Let the police carry out their investigations. But is there support for so-called dissident organisations in Lurgan? There's clearly an element of support. Is it significant? No, it's not significant. And electoral results will show that. Time and time again, they have stood candidates in this area, and the results have been embarrassing. Embarrassing for them. In fact, at the last election, they wouldn't even stand a candidate under any guise to stand and represent their point of view. And we have to also maybe make this point clear. In terms of the broader envelope of so-called dissident Republicans, I am totally opposed to armed so-called dissident Republicans, completely opposed to them. But I'm not opposed to anyone holding a Republican holding a contrary view to Sinn Féin. And there's room and space in politics for all those opinions to be heard, to be expressed, to be debated and put before the people. So anyone out there who disagrees with Sinn Féin's strategy, who is a Republican, should be putting that mandate to the people, and they should be building a base, and a democratic base, to challenge and bring forward their own ideas on how we develop a new society in the environment.
We only have to look at the murals in certain areas, John O'Dowd, to realise that there's a serious problem between people in some Republican areas and the prison authorities and indeed prison officers. Will Sinn Féin representatives be at this prison officer's funeral?
Well, firstly, that will be a matter between the local representatives, and we will make inquiries of the family and all. And that is a very sensitive matter, and I don't want you to go into that in the early. I certainly have no objections to going to this gentleman's funeral, but you know, there's a family coming to terms at the moment with grief and human tragedy, and that's the real story here. You know, and when the media spotlight moves on, that family will be left with that tragedy. So let us deal with that privately and sensitively around all those issues. I certainly have no difficulty in a prison officer's funeral in these circumstances. Absolutely none.
Yeah, that's the reason I ask you the question, because is it as important to go to this prison officer's funeral or any prison officer's funeral who's lost his life in circumstances like this, as it would be to go to a police officer's funeral, considering that there is difficulty within the prison? The prison issue is a difficult issue at the moment.
It is a very difficult issue. I'm a doctor from Canada. I'm the prisoners on a regular basis, both engaging with those prisoners on protest and with the prison authorities. And we have been dealing quite sensitively and, in my view, intelligently with that issue, and we've been working through it stage by stage. We have been engaging with the Justice Department and the Justice Minister around all these matters. And there is a significant piece of dialogue going on around the prison issues, which I believe can and will be resolved if there is goodwill and common sense on all sides.
John O'Dowd.
Can I just make this point? If this prison officer was killed this morning in a bid to resolve the prison issue, we will have failed in that objective as well.